Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air. Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Go, get ready.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Hi, Hoss.
Hi.
You're back again.
Yay, me.
Does he sound okay to you, Producer Gary?
He sounds fantastic.
Say hi, Hoss.
Hello.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm old.
I know. We're both old. Like, it's not... Well, Producer Gary is old.
True.
We're middle-aged. So you are the first person to ever co-host my show three times.
Nice.
And we are only on episode 11.
I'm pretty honored.
That's pretty crazy. Well, you know, you're a substitute today.
I'm fine with that.
My friend Dan Duffy was going to come and something got mixed up in his schedule. I'm like, dude, I'll call Hoss. So this is the third time you've hosted with me. And
yep.
I don't think people know enough about who is Hoss.
Okay.
Other than you are a giant Sasquatch of a man.
Middle-aged the giant.
A middle-aged Bigfoot. So we talk about you hanging out with music people all the time, mm-hmm. but we haven't talked about what you do for a living. So what's your job?
There's the verbal crutch.
Shock I don't.
Me.
Oh. There you go. Go ahead. Inside joke.
What I do is I work for a management company that manages rock bands. And
yeah.
my job is I work in the radio promotions department.
Okay.
So the meat and potatoes of my job is to get our band songs played on the radio.
Oh, I thought maybe your job was like to keep the bands from doing stupid things. Like,
well, that's part of it. I mean, there is definitely a babysitter aspect to it
at
times.
Yeah.
A lot of what I do, what your mm-hmm. audience will know is when radio stations give away tickets to shows, whenever there's the contest of like call and you could win a trip to LA to see whoever.
Right.
That's set up by people like me.
Okay.
So along with that, when bands come through town,
mm-hmm.
I'll set up in studio performances with the band.
And stuff
or
like
meet
that.
And greets or, you know, whatever the crazy stuff is that we're gonna have with access to winners and the radio
so
stations.
So do
bands.
You work with a record label?
Not anymore.
Not
I used
anymore.
To. I worked with Interscope Records for a while. And then I spent 10 years at Universal Motown.
Okay.
And I left mainly because record labels are dying.
Yeah.
Because no one buys CDs anymore.
Yeah.
It's all piracy.
It's a changing industry.
iTunes is the best and worst thing to ever happen to the music industry.
Yeah, I guess so.
Simultaneously, the greatest thing.
Right.
And worst.
I remember when it happened, how mad Lars from Metallica was and out suing people. Or was that the Napster thing?
That was Napster. And I have very mixed feelings on that.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was, I think like most people, whatever, man.
Yeah.
Why is Lars saying this? But it needed to be somebody with a high enough profile to make that case.
Right.
Because the fact is, you're right. Lars has got more money than Oprah.
Right.
Lars is fine.
Yep.
But it's all these baby bands
that are coming up who need it.
Yeah, like people don't understand. Getting a record deal is the easiest part of being an artist.
And then it's an uphill battle from there.
As soon as you sign that line, you have signed a slavery agreement.
Yeah.
You are in debt so much money for recording and promotion and marketing and tour support.
And so all of the money you make up front goes right back into that
Absolutely.
Bucket.
Absolutely. And you have to sell so many records just to break
and
even.
And that's how people like MC Hammer
Absolutely.
Goes bankrupt.
Look at
and
TLC.
TLC, yes.
TLC was the biggest female group in the world, and they were in debt.
Making no money.
Yep.
Same thing with the Backstreet Boys
Absolutely.
When they sued Lou Pearlman.
Yep.
You know, is he in jail now?
I don't know if he is or not. I think he is.
I think he's in jail.
And a lot of it is bad. You know, there's bad deals that people sign.
Yeah.
But some of it is just the business model of record
right.
labels. And, you know, labels kept spending money like drunken sailors and the revenue wasn't coming in.
Right.
So
they didn't adjust to the changing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I left 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And joined a management company, and I've been doing management now for 5 years, essentially the same job, but from a different side of the spectrum.
Okay.
And it's very interesting for me. I had to deprogram myself because at a label, the bands work for you.
Right.
You have their contract. So if I say you need to be in Sheboygan on Thursday, you're going.
Right.
Whereas management, we work for the artist. They pay us.
Oh.
A commission.
So it's, yep.
So I can tell them, hey, you need to go. But if they don't want to, We can't force them because they could tell us to take a hike and go get new representation.
Well, and so your favorite band of all time,
hands down,
is who is this playing? Slash?
This
is that
Slash
the guitar
right here,
player?
Yeah.
So you are obsessed with Guns N' Roses the way that I am obsessed with the Spice Girls and No Doubt.
Correct.
Okay, your Axl Rose is my Gwen Stefani.
She's very nice, by the way.
Right? I've met her. I love Gwen. I intend on meeting her again because we're friends in my head. She just doesn't know it yet. What happened? Because I was too young, so I don't need the full story, but why does Axl Rose and St. Louis hate each other? What year
was
it?
There
was
a riot in 91. It was July 2nd, 1991.
So now this was because somebody was videotaping him from the audience, right?
Correct.
And he lost his mind.
Well, I was actually at that show.
You were at the show.
Concert, yeah.
How old were you?
15.
You're 15.
And by the way, we can never let my mother listen to this show.
Yes. Okay.
Because she thinks I didn't go.
What?
She forbode me from going.
I used to lie to my mom and tell her I was going to like an En Vogue concert and I'd go to Bone Thugs and Harmony. It was like so inappropriate. Where did she think you were going?
A different friend's house.
Because
long story short, 5 of my friends bought tickets to Guns N' Roses. And then I was going to go with them, but not sit with them. And she was like, absolutely not, you're not.
Yes, because you're 15.
Right, and I was like, okay. So, I did it.
Okay, so Mrs. Haas cannot listen to the show.
Correct.
So you're at the show. Somebody's videotaping Axl Rose.
And throughout the entire show, he's yelling, take this away. Take it away.
Okay.
And security is not responding.
Okay.
So about 3/4 of the way through the show, they start into a song. And they get to the first chorus, and he sees the guy again. And he says, like, for the 5th time, take that. Find that guy and take
and
that,
get
away.
That away.
And they don't do it. And he goes, fine, I'll do it myself. He dives into the crowd, beats the piss out of the guy, takes it, smashes the camera, gets up, punches the security guard.
We need to find the guy and get him on the show. The guy who was doing the recording.
That'd be awesome.
I love like tracking down people who are like a part of history.
Yep. Gets back on stage, says, thanks to the blame security, I'm out of here. Slams the mic down and leaves.
And then
here's the thing, because I have this entire show on DVD.
Okay.
The band didn't leave. Things started to go crazy because about 20 minutes later, they put the house lights on.
And that's when the crowd
went. And that's when everyone went nuts.
Okay.
They tried to bring the band back out. And if you watch the DVD, the band is standing behind the risers.
Right.
And they're saying, if you guys calm down, the band will come back on. But by that point, it was so far gone.
And then the next thing I remember was it may have even been Stephen DC, I think, working for Q106.5 that arranged this big group photo to flip off, to get under the rose and give Axl Rose the middle finger. Do you remember that? And then we sent it to him.
And that was in response to when the record came out later that month. This happened in July. The end of July, the record comes out.
Yeah.
In the back of the liner notes, it says in all capital letters, F you, St. Louis. But it's not F. There's 3 letters after.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that word.
So that was in response to that.
Now, has Guns N' Roses been back?
No.
So they really...
They have never been back. There was a band a few years ago called Velvet Revolver.
Yeah.
That had Slash, Duff, and Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses.
It was like a combo band of
rock
stars.
Right, with Scott Weiland from STP.
Yep.
They started their tour in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And from stage, Duff McKagan and Slash go... been a while. Anyone else remember the last time we were here?
You know what? I'm going to have to go Google that. I mean, is the Axl Rose St. Louis thing online somewhere?
Oh, yeah,
I figured it was. It's got to be on there somewhere. It's been a long time. And then something else that we kind of covered in the first show was how you and I know each other.
Yep.
Because, hey, Jimmy?
I need to dispose of.
Is he in the bathroom?
No, he's outside talking to somebody.
Oh, hey, tell him to come in here. Gotcha. So this is really funny. So something that you don't know, Chris, is that you and I, so we started as baby interns at 105.7 The Point.
Correct.
In like 98, 99. And then we went our separate ways for a couple of years and we're doing different things like college and I was working for Channel 4. And then we met again. But did you know that you and I were enemies for like 4 years?
Really?
Did you know that I was mad at you?
No.
Okay, so this is a funny story. I just remembered this the other day. And
okay.
I want Jimmy to come in here because I think he might remember it. So I was working. Hang on. I'm getting ready to tell Haas why I was mad at him for 5 years. And he doesn't know it.
Oh, wow. Do I know this?
I think so. So we were working. I worked for The Point. I went to college.
Right.
Came back from college, was working for Channel 4, and then wanted to do radio at the same time. So I went back. So I went to the Stephen DC show and started interning for them.
Okay.
So I'm like my fourth day in Emmis, which is a completely different building that you and I worked in before.
Correct.
And it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I stumble back to the kitchen to get coffee for Stephen DC or something. And there is standing my old friend, Chris Frank, a.k.a. Haas, whom we hadn't seen each other in a long, long time. And I'm like, hey, Haas, how are you? And you're like, I'm good. How are you? You know, and you're like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm an intern for Stephen DC. And you said to me, really? 10 years and you're still an intern? And I know you were being like funny, but I was so white girl offended. Like, really? My God.
If it was 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm surprised I was even able to form words.
And so I run back into the Stephen DC studio. I'm like, what does Chris Frank do here? And I think Jimmy's like, you know, he board ops the morning show or something. I'm like, he just made fun of me for being an intern and he's a board op. And so like,
I remember none of this, yeah, for the record.
Well, yes, you do, because they're like, when you started, like,
was this right? This had to be right after the buyout, right?
It was.
Okay. Yeah. All I remember was that I was mad at you for like 3 years, yeah, over that comment. And then like when you started creeping back into our lives, like I think we found each other on Facebook or, yep, something. And I'm like, that asshole, Chris Frank. I'm like, he made fun of me for being an intern. But yeah, isn't it funny how
that's
like,
awesome.
Yeah. So I, like, you and I were enemies in our head for a long time,
sure,
in my own head.
Okay.
And then Jimmy started, don't you remember this?
Well, all right. So it's coming back, because really you weren't the main, you would fill in either board opping Stern or overnights, or you were jocking overnights.
I did the local show. I was overnight and weekend jock, and then I would fill in as they needed me.
Okay, because I wouldn't see you every day. Like, you would be in just sporadically. Because,
yep,
usually it was Cooksey was doing overnights.
And, oh, boy.
We're not going to go there.
Who's in jail now?
Maybe he's out. Who knows? That's enough about that.
Oh.
Tom West was board hopping,
yep,
Stern.
That's fine. I just wanted to tell you that I was mad
that's
at you
funny.
For 4 years and you didn't know it.
I apologize.
Well, you were just being funny.
Sure.
But I was like white girl offended.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
You're like 10 years later and you're still an intern. And like, I just like wanted to puff up my chest. I'm like, you're a board op. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
what, I didn't really even know you then.
Sure.
You know, like people pass in the hallways at, yeah, early hours and stuff. You make small talk.
So
we're all half zombies at that hour.
So I've been mad at you in my head for like 4 years.
Nice.
And then when you started playing hockey with Jimmy, I was like, well, is he nice? And he's like, yes, he's nice. And I'm like, okay. And now you're like my best radio friend co-hosting my show.
Hooray.
For the third time. So I wanted to let you know that we've officially made up in my head.
Perfect.
And I'm not mad at you anymore.
Good.
Thank you. thank you for coming in. And we got to talk about my family in a minute, because you know how...
Always the best stuff.
You know how most people have like one like person in your family that's just batshit crazy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've got like 9. Okay?
Mine's my dad.
And here's the thing. If you don't know that person in your family,
it's you.
You are that person. So, yeah, we've got to talk about the Mano family when I get back. We will be back in just a minute. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. So bang time to slang bang and watch all the Wu-Tang tags hang.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show, proudly brought to you by Rachel Witt. Jimmy, what do you know about Rachel Witt?
I know that I don't like real estate agents typically, but I love Rachel Witt. No, it's one of those things where buying a house or selling a house is, to me, a very stressful thing, and it's not something that's a lot of fun to talk about or think about. And,
yeah,
so if you are going to have to go through something like buying or selling a house, you want to be connected to someone that, A, you know, has your back,
right,
B, who can communicate with you like a person and not use a bunch of jargon that goes way over my head.
Hey, she puts up with me, okay?
Yeah, like you have like a fourth grade education. So
stop it!
But anyway, and she's just so gosh darn pleasant. I mean, really, we've learned so much from her. We've gotten to spend quite a bit of time with her, looking at some houses, and she makes me excited to enter the process, which is something that...
It is. Yeah. I'm kind of mad at her, though, because I still want her to change her slogan to Rachel Witt. I'm the...
I think that it's brilliant.
If your last name rhymes with then you should have that in your slogan. Yes. I'll get right on that. I'll talk to Rachel about it. If you are buying or selling a home and you want to get in contact with Rachel Witt, you can call her at 636-720-3836. You can also go to her website, homesalesinstcharles.com. Hoss, give them that number one more time.
636-720-3836.
Hey, this is radio station WSKEE. We're taking calls on the wish line, making your wacky wishes come true.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4 and parlor. I wish I was like 6'9 so I could get with Leo. She could be don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know,
Kelly,
I see her all the
all
time.
5 foot of you.
All 5 foot of me. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
You're still 5 foot?
Yes.
It's been 10 years and you're still a 5 foot intern.
10 years and you're still 5 foot?
Screw both of you. Listen, so we got to talk about my family.
All right.
So we all have crazy members of our family. I happen to have several, but it's getting out of control with one particular family member. So, and he's probably the most unassuming family member. He's not like the guy that walks into the party and has everybody's attention.
Sure.
So I have an Uncle Mike. This happens to be the same Uncle Mike that crapped his pants on the Alton Bell.
I remember the story.
You were on the show, yep. Right? Okay. So, Uncle Mike speaks with the same inflection whether he was telling you that a relative died or that you just won the lotto. Okay? There's no inflection in his voice, and he moves at the pace of a stoned turtle, okay?
So is he monotone, or is like,
no.
He's really excited about everything?
No,
just died.
No. He is the most monotone man you have ever met in your entire life.
Okay.
And he hardly ever talks. He hardly ever says anything, you know, unless he's pooping his pants on the Alton Bell.
Sure.
And so... Uncle Mike, over the weekend, well,
just the expression on your face and the fact that you had to take a step back.
Let me start with this. Okay, so when I started working at a little grocery store in Granite City called Farm Fresh in Granite City, when I started working there, they're like, okay, now you got to get to know all the regulars. And they had names for all these different regulars that came in. There was Prince Albert, there was Horseradish and Molasses Lady, and there was Munchie Man. And I'm like, okay, so they're going through all these customers. They're like, Munchie Man is this guy that comes in stoned out of his mind every day, and all he buys is a bunch of junk food. And I'm like, awesome. So we're working, you know, one day, and here comes Horseradish and Molasses Lady. So I wait on her, and then here comes Prince Albert. I wait on him. And someone says, oh, there's Munchie Man. And I look up, and in walks my Uncle Mike.
And I'm like, nice.
I said, listen, I said, he's not stoned. He just looks like that. He was born that way.
Yeah.
And so if you've ever heard Jim Brewer from Half Baked do comedy, uh-huh. Like he jokes about how he doesn't even smoke that much weed. He's like, I came out of the womb and looked like this. Okay. So.
And it's not even so much how Uncle Mike looks, but I mean, his delivery is very slow. He's
and
very
deliberate.
Methodical. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and so no, he's not a druggie, but I can see how they would have thought that.
Right. Because he just. Go ahead.
Do any of you guys watch Duck Dynasty at all?
We used to a little bit.
Is he like that mountain man guy?
Yes, yes. Okay. Similar. He just, for example, at the 4th of July, it was a year ago. Okay. All of a sudden, nobody can find my Uncle Mike. Okay. It's a giant party at our house. Nobody can find Uncle Mike. Now, Uncle Mike has almost died like 14 times.
Awesome.
He has had more surgeries and more problems. I mean, he's elderly, first of all.
Okay.
Okay.
And I mean, let's define elderly. He's like 60, right?
Like mid-60s, I think.
Is he?
Okay. Well, we're gonna call him in a minute. I've never called my Uncle Mike on the phone before. but we're going to call him. So Nobody could find Uncle Mike. His wife was starting to panic because we literally turned this house inside out. He had went back in my daughter's room and curled up in their bed and fell asleep in the middle of a party.
Wow. I mean, yeah, you know, when you're tired, you're tired.
But that he didn't tell anybody.
By the way, that is totally a move my dad would do.
Oh, really?
But I mean, the girl's room is like decorated like pink princess, like frilly. Like it was like Papa Bear, like, oh, this bed is too big. This bed is too small. This bed is made of pink fuzzy fur. I will sleep in here.
I guess any port in a storm.
And so over the weekend, or I guess it was Friday, I get a phone call, a frantic phone call from my mom. And I'm like, what happened, Mom? She's like, Uncle Mike got in a car accident. And I'm like, well, what do you mean he got in a car accident? She said, he was driving to State Farm to pay his bill, because he's old and that's what old people do.
Right.
And he ran into the building.
Oh, no.
So he, yeah, so he drove.
Did he immediately say the jingle and then the agent showed up like 5 feet to the left?
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, Mike, I was at my desk. Now I'm over here.
So he goes to pay his bill at State Farm and crashes into the building.
I'd like to pay this bill and open a claim.
Hi, here's my payment and my deductible for this month.
Yeah, seriously.
So he runs into the State Farm building, and I haven't talked to him. I know he's okay, but I asked my aunt if I could call him and talk to him because I'm really concerned about him not driving anymore. So, Jimmy, do you think if I call him on speakerphone, it will...
Do you have that kind of time in the show?
Well, you know...
It's going to take a long time. Please, for everyone, describe how Uncle Mike reacts when he gets a Christmas present.
Oh, boy. A shirt. I mean, like... So, okay.
This is going to be great.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, listen. I want to talk to my Uncle Mike. I want to make sure it's okay. I want to make sure he's okay. And I want to have a little talk with him about not driving anymore.
Yes.
Because apparently, I think he hit the gas instead of the brake.
Well, they're right next to each other. I mean,
so what happened was he jumped the curb.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
And then when he tried to correct himself, instead of putting it in like reverse, he like left it neutral and it rolled back into the building again.
Awesome.
Okay. I'm going to try to call this and I'm going to try to put it on speakerphone. All right. Can you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a while to get to the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Uncle Mike.
Hello.
Hi, it's Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing okay now.
All right. Hey, we're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. Hey, I heard you got into a car accident on Friday. What? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay, and the car's okay. Just the building got a little damaged.
How? Okay, well, explain to me what happened. So you were going to State Farm to pay your bill.
And I turned in, and I was parking, and my foot slipped off the brake and smacked into the building.
Okay, but okay, did you hit brick or did you hit glass?
I hit the brake, my foot slipped off and hit the building. I was in the parking lot.
Oh, well, was the part of the building that you hit, was it brick or was it glass?
It was brick.
Oh, okay.
And I hit the brick and a part of the door frame, so it bent the door frame up a little bit.
Okay.
And kind of pushed it in toward the inside of the building.
Okay, well, hey, Uncle Mike, you know you can mail your payment in, right?
Yeah, you can fax it in too, Jennifer said.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come you don't just mail it in?
Well, it's easier to fax, I guess. They want it within 10 days, so yeah. I got to do that right away.
Well, do you have a fax machine?
Jennifer does.
Okay. Well, like I said, you can also just... How come you didn't just mail it?
Well, just ain't filled it out yet, but Jennifer is the one that said that she could fax it.
Yeah. Well, do you typically drive your payment down there, or do you usually mail it?
Oh, my car payment? I just drive down there because it's right down the street.
Oh, well, you can mail it in, so then you don't have to drive too much anymore.
Yeah. Either that or have my wife or my daughter take it down there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're glad you're okay. Are you going to take a break from driving for a little while?
Yes, I am. I fired myself.
You fired yourself. So my co-host wants to know, like, whenever you wrecked into the building, like in the State Farm commercials, did somebody come out and sing like a good neighbor, State Farm is there? And then
no, they did not do that.
No, they didn't
they
even.
They just heard me hit the building and they looked out the door and seen who I was. And shook them up a little bit.
Well, I
went a little bit farther and I would have hit the window and she was right on the inside of that window.
That would not have been good, Uncle Mike. Then we may have been then we may have been bailing you out of jail on manslaughter charges. So the,
I mean, it could have been more. Somebody could have been walking down that walkway, you know,
right
where that building is. So.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this: did State Farm? Are you still insured by them, or did they drop you?
No, I'm insured. It was my daughter's car, and she's got a different insurance.
It wasn't even your own car.
No.
Aw. Okay, well, I think that you are the only person that I know who has ever gone to pay their bill and wrecked into the building. So,
I think I might be a first.
I think they might hang your picture up on the wall.
Maybe.
Okay.
Oh, they know me real well. They're super duper nice.
Okay, well, did they come out and take care of you?
Oh, yeah, everybody made sure I was right. And the police came, and then the emergency.
They called
them. And all that. So she called them and said all she needs is a policeman.
All she needs.
But they sent everybody.
Oh my goodness. Well, you certainly know how to cause a fuss.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Excitement that day.
That was your excitement for the month. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're doing okay. I just wanted to call and check on you. And I'll have to take a drive by and look at that building.
Oh yeah. See? For sure.
All right. Thank you, Uncle Mike.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Do you think State Farm said, here comes Munchie Man?
Did he say priest or police?
Oh, he said police. Did you think he said priest?
I was like, why did the priest show up?
So do you guys all have crazy family members like
oh,
that?
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy does. I know that for a fact. But your dad is the crazy one, right?
Yeah, my dad's a little Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. Him and my Uncle Mike would probably be good friends. We should have them come in and co-host together one day.
It would be nothing but, huh? Huh?
Huh? What? So, yeah, over the weekend, Uncle Mike crashed into the State Farm building and, you know, took out their door. But he's still insured by them. That's amazing.
My parents have State Farm. And the
do
only,
they?
The only reason they won't leave is because they're grandfathered in that as long as they don't get popped for drunk driving, they cannot get dropped.
Really?
Oh, wow.
They can put their rates through the ceiling, but they can't drop them.
So Jimmy and I are currently, our insurance is considered what, in jeopardy? Or just they raised the rates?
They just raised the rates because we crash into everything.
We had to file 4 claims in 6 months.
Was one of them puke related?
No, yeah. None of them were puke related. So the first one was I was backing out of my mom's driveway. I hit a pothole and literally ripped the entire front bumper off the car.
Oh.
Like I had to tie it back on with string just to get it to the shop.
Sure.
And then the second claim was.
Didn't I have the second one?
Oh, no, the second one was when I ran into your car the morning you were getting surgery.
That's right.
And messed up both our cars.
So, yeah, we both had to file a claim.
So those were the two claims. And then we thought we were out of the woods. And then I was leaving that parking garage, and I put the car in, I put the car in drive instead of reverse.
I've been there.
And so I crashed into the cement barrier, and then that's when I knocked my mirror off.
Your mirror off, yeah.
And that's when I got the 3 tickets. I have a court date coming up on November 4th, I think it is. Because everyone's saying just show up and pay the court fees and not the ticket. Because my ticket was for not having my current insurance card and not having a current sticker. And I have both of those taken care of now.
But you don't even have to do the court date, all right? Just show up, go to city
hall. Yeah, just pay them. Pay them before the date, you're fine.
Well, just you won't even have. A lot of times they'll just drop it if you prove that you had your insurance,
right?
Yeah,
and that you've gotten your stickers taken care of.
I almost went to jail at 3:30 in the morning for a very similar reason.
Jimmy has gone to jail.
I got pulled over for not having a rear brake light, and I knew it was out. And the cop stops me, and he goes, "While we're here, he goes, you know your tags are expired." And I go, "No, they're due in October." And he's like, "Nah, last October." And this was like April,
yeah.
And I was like, "Officer, I knew the month." I was like, "Who looks at the year?" And he was like, "That's cool." He's
That's
like,
"That's the dumbest excuse I've ever heard in my
it
life."
Worked. And
who
he goes,
looks at the year?
And he goes, "Just let me run your license." So I give my license. He goes in the back, and all of a sudden, the second car shows up behind him, which is never a good thing.
No. Yeah,
and
I know
I was
all
like,
about the second
what?
Car. Yeah.
And in my mind, I had an idea of what it could be. He goes, "We got a bigger problem." He goes, you know your license is suspended? And I go, no, I didn't, but I bet you I can explain it. And he goes, oh, please do.
All right, so when we come back, do we want to tell the story about when Jimmy went to jail? Do you know that Jimmy went to jail?
Like I did, actual hard time.
I got arrested but never booked.
No, Jimmy got booked and sent to jail, and I had to come pick him up pregnant with, like, a baby on my hip.
That's the best episode of Cops
like,
ever.
I think my exact words when he called me were, tell the bailiff to have two sets of handcuffs because I'm going to kick your ass whenever I get there, and he's going to need them for me.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
So when we came back, we will tell everybody why my husband got arrested because the kids love to tell people, but they don't follow up with the story. So we'll be right back, and I will let you know why my husband did a hard time in the slammer. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a gun. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
The Kelly Mano Show. The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Hoss, would you get offended if I told you that I could kick your butt?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Do you know how I could kick your butt?
Magic?
No, with damsel in defense. So the truth is, 1 in 4 women will be stalked at some point in their lives. If you're super hot, you probably get stalked way more. And a violent crime occurs in the United States every 26 seconds. Damsel in Defense has created a line of self-defense products for women. They range from stun guns to pepper spray and security items that can be at your fingertips at all times. It was founded in 2011, and they kind of based it on 3 steps, which is equip, empower, and educate. And it is self-defense weapons made for women. So they sell this awesome keychain that you can pull apart and sounds a siren. They have a stun gun that is disguised as a camera. They have a stun gun disguised as a lot of things. So
nice.
It's this amazing company. I just got the alarm for my mom, and I also got her the take it and leave it pepper spray. If you go to kellymano.com after the show today, look for the Damsel in Defense logo. My Damsel in Defense rep is Christina Davis. And if you click on the Damsel in Defense logo, it'll take you straight to her. If you want to skip all of that and just give her a call and get a catalog shipped to you right away, her phone number is 618-789-5561. That is Christina Davis with Damsel in Defense. And Hoss, give him that number one more time.
618-789-5561.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
It's the thuggish ruggers.
Hoss, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, this is like the show of callbacks, because I think the first time I hosted, we had an entire conversation about Bone.
Did we?
Yeah, because we talked about the NWA movie.
Yes!
And the whole bigger circle that is everything that came out of NWA.
Yes, yep. So I, thought that I needed to play a rap song for my husband,
Gilbert,
who's about to get some serious street cred when he tells you guys why he got arrested.
That's right.
Let's first go back in time. What year were you arrested? I think we had Rocky and Lucy, and I was pregnant with... No.
No, I think Lucy was born. I don't know if you were pregnant yet.
Okay,
with Libby.
I think I had 2 babies with me.
So I'm going to say probably like 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay, so I'm at home taking care of the babies, playing Betty Crocker. And I get a phone call.
What time of day is this?
Morning. I was driving to work.
Okay. And it's my husband who proceeds to tell me that he is in jail.
Awesome.
And that he can explain it all whenever he gets home, but that he wanted to let me know where he was and not to tell his mother. Now, Jimmy's mother.
Spoken like a true man.
Yes. Yeah.
First is, I can totally explain this. Second, please don't tell my mom.
Exactly.
So, Jimmy's mom, has passed away since then, but Jimmy and his mom talked on the phone about 17 times a day.
That's me and my mom.
Me and my mom, too. And if she can't get a hold of him, who do you think she would call?
Right.
Do you know how many times I had to stall that day before I had to finally tell her?
Oh.
Yes. And so, Jimmy, tell the kids. Tell the kids.
The kids.
Tell the listeners.
All the kids out there and listening.
Hey, all right.
Tell
hey,
them,
kids.
Tell them about the day that you went to jail.
Okay. Well, when I was pulled over on my way to work for speeding, which is not unusual for me, right?
Yes, because you suck at driving.
I'm a horrible driver. And like you said a minute ago, Chris, when that second car comes...
It's never good.
It's never good. Now, you see, the thing is, I get pulled over a lot. Like, a lot. Okay, I'm not proud of that. I'm a little bit proud of it. Anyhow, they pull me over, and I usually don't get the second car. This time, I get a second car. Immediately, I knew something was up, so I called into my work. I said, hey, there's a second car here. I might be going to jail. I don't know why. I'm just letting you know I'm not going to be in today, or I'll be in later.
And they immediately said, put him on the air.
I should let you know. This was post-radio. Okay.
Yes. This is when he got a real grown-up job.
Okay, so anyway, the officer comes up, and he says, we are going to have to take you in. You're under arrest. I'm like, well, for what? Well, you have a warrant for a failure to appear for a court date from... what was it, like 5 years earlier?
Yeah, when we were working for Stephen D.C.
Yeah, and I said, that's impossible. I've been pulled over dozens of times since then. This would have come up since then. And they were like, we don't know why, but you have a warrant out for your arrest. We have to take you in. This is City of Maryland Heights, mm-hmm. suburb here in St. Louis.
Yep.
They take me to the Maryland Heights Police Department. Well, they cuff me, of course. They shove my head in. To their credit, they were about as nice as you can be when you're being arrested.
Well, sure. I mean,
until they took him in the tank and they took his glasses and his belt and his shoes and handcuffed him to a bench.
No. The handcuff to the bench was later. This is important. First, I go into jail, an actual jail cell there in Maryland Heights. Okay, where there is another gentleman who is in there, and he is practicing his Lil Wayne impression, okay?
Yeah. I was going to say, what level of detox is this gentleman at?
Okay, he's pretty cool, but he finds out that I'm a musician, and he is...
He's ready to audition.
He wants to audition, and he is, like, spitting out all this wheezy for me, all right?
You're like, neat!
Yeah, this is...
Get me out of here.
This is cool. And he's like, what are you in for, man? And I proceed to tell him, and I haven't even told you why yet, and I'll tell you in a second. But nevertheless, he's given me his Lil Wayne impression, and finally he gets able to get out. He's done. He's picked up, and he's been released. His reason for being arrested was a lot more legitimate than mine. Nevertheless, police officer comes. He says, hey, I'm going to go to White Castle for lunch. Do you want some White Castle? I'm like, this
nice.
Is fantastic.
Lovely.
Who gets White Castle? And only my husband could weasel his way into getting a bailiff or an officer to bring you White Castle in prison.
Did you have to pay or was it on the house?
Oh, no. It was on the house. And
nice. So the taxpayers paid.
Yeah. So like 4 or 5 cheeseburgers, fries, Coke.
You're welcome.
Took care of me. I couldn't see the food.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah. They've got my glasses. I can't see a thing, but I'm eating and I'm happy. And then they say, okay, so now we got to transport you to St. Charles County because that's the root of all of this. So they cuff me again.
Welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Welcome to my people.
Exactly. They take me to St. Charles County again. I'm cuffed. Then they bring me into that jail. They chain me to a bench until.
But it probably smelled like lavender in our jail.
Yes, it was lovely.
And by this time, it's afternoon.
Oh well, yeah, it's getting into evening.
Okay.
And I'm having to sit there chained to and cuffed to a bench, waiting for Kelly to come.
So, do you know that he's been moved?
No, all I know is that he's in jail, and I don't even know where.
Okay.
And then it was like radio silence all day, and I don't even know why he's in jail at this point.
So is it not like the movies where you don't get your one phone call once you're there?
Okay, so I got my one phone call. I called my boss at work, who is a lawyer. All right, and I let him know. I'm not coming in. I don't know what's going on.
But I'm in jail.
I'll check in with you later on. I don't remember exactly how we let Kelly know, but then Kelly let my mom know because that was important to me. That mom wasn't worried. But I got to tell the reason why I got arrested because this is the lamest, least street cred reason for being arrested ever. So as you all know, I'm a musician. And I used to do a lot of winery gigs. I don't do quite as many now, but back then I was playing at Mount Pleasant Winery in Augusta, Missouri. Very, very nice winery. Tons of people were there. It was my band, Swing Cat Swing, big swing band back in the day. And this particular day, Steve in D.C. rented a limo and brought the whole cast of the old radio show, and they're having a great time. There was an officer there, an off-duty police officer.
Don't mind me.
A little Jailhouse Rock. I love it. Officer Fane, and he had in his hand a decibel meter, okay? Because apparently they had just passed a new ordinance in the city of Augusta. That
it was a noise ordinance.
Yes. Are you effing kidding me?
I am not kidding you. But this is worse, okay? So he says, you can't exceed 100 decibels or else we're going to have to write you a ticket. Like, okay, well, we kept turning down.
And
turning
he's
down.
An off-duty officer.
Off-duty officer.
Just doing this because
yes,
this guy needs to get laid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trust me,
that wasn't happening.
That was not happening for this guy.
Yeah. the way the ordinance was written was that he was supposed to measure our decibels at the property line. Instead, the guy is provoking
next
us more
to the
and
amp.
More. Next to the amp is what he did. He took the decibel meter on the last note of the last song we played, I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles. He held it right up to the speaker. He said, I've given you enough warnings. You just read 110 on the decibel meter. I have to write you, because I was the band leader, I'm writing you a ticket, and I'm writing you, Justin, the lead singer that day.
Right.
I'm writing you a ticket.
So he got a ticket for playing his music too loud.
Okay.
Okay.
Noise ordinance violation. Okay. He shuts the thing down, which is fine because the music was over for the day. People start passing a hat around.
To pay the fine.
To pay the fine. Hundreds of dollars, okay? But Steve and DC were there, and they get in this guy's face, and there's pictures of this somewhere.
I've got it.
Of Steve Shannon getting in this officer's face. Like,
as he should have.
Yeah.
And he said, you just wait. You wait till tomorrow morning. This is going to be all over the air. You're going to hear about this. You're going to regret ever doing this to Jimmy Mano. And so, of course, sure as crap, next morning, that's like the big topic on our show. So we're talking about this idiot off-duty police officer writing me tickets for playing music too loud when I've been paid to bring an eight-piece band with a horn section to a winery.
Sure.
And you're going to write me a ticket. So this blows up as the day's going on. Mike Owens at Channel 5, he's like, oh, I've heard, caught wind of this story. I want to do an expose on the TV about this story. They interview me for a TV story.
Oh my God.
By the next morning, I guess the next morning, just to add fuel to the fire, we sent Dan Duffy to the city of Augusta.
Dan the air horn man.
With an air horn to violate the noise ordinance.
So was this an Augusta police officer?
Yes, but here's the thing. I'll get to that.
Does
so,
Augusta have their own police department?
Not anymore. They did then. So here's the thing. The city of Augusta...
This is like Barney Fife, isn't it?
This is totally Barney Fife, okay? So...
Oh, let the pig in.
Piggy Smalls wants in. All right. There you go.
Come
Hi,
on, baby.
Piggy.
Come on, baby. Okay. So anyway, make a long story short.
No, but I'll keep it short. But I do have to say this, okay? City of Augusta calls, and they said... We need this to go away. This is horrible press for our town.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any trouble.
Yep.
We're going to drop the charges. Just stop talking about it on the radio. No more stories on TV. We're like, fine. Okay. Done. They said, we are wiping it off. A few years later, St. Charles County absorbs the city of Augusta as far as the police department
right.
and some other like city hall functions. I guess the word didn't travel to them that this ticket and this warrant, all this stuff was gone.
Sure.
So city of St. Charles County revives the warrant, not knowing that we kind of settled this whole deal.
And you have probably no proof that it was settled.
No, because it was all handshake, basically.
Yeah,
no, and we had to pay for it. So I finally got to pick him up from jail like 7 o'clock at night. And I was so embarrassed. I had to go get his car from the side of the road where his little lunch was for like work that day.
Awesome.
So he was in jail for like 12 hours. The kids love to tell people that their dad went to jail.
That's amazing.
And, but you know, the lame thing is that he went to jail for literally playing music too loud at a winery.
That's very rock star.
Technically, yes. failure to appear for a noise ordinance violation.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Oh, I like
you
that.
And Jim Morrison.
That's right.
Now, for the record, I have never went to jail, and I always tell Jimmy that I get like one free pass. I don't know when it's going to happen or why. It'll probably be for like punching a fifth grader who like messes with my kid or something. But yeah, I get one go to jail, one mugshot.
I would like to have like one good one.
I got arrested live on the air, but never booked.
Oh,
you didn't get booked?
Nope. My program director called down to the station before I got there, and they're like, just we let the kid out. He's just doing what he has to do. I was when I was on I was an intern.
Yes,
for,
all the interns have to do the stupid stuff
for the morning show at the Point. and they sent me to the walking overpass on Highway 40 by where the old arena was.
Yeah.
Dressed up as an angel with a giant sign, because there was this group called the Arena Angels that said, honk if you want to save the arena. And then it had a station logo underneath it.
Yeah.
So many people wanted to be on the air that I stopped inbound traffic on Highway 40. and this is middle of morning rush.
Right.
So nobody's getting into St. Louis. It's just a parking lot at Oakland and 40.
Yeah.
And so they go live to be like two or three times, to the point that I can't even talk. As soon as they go live, people just start laying on their horns.
Yeah.
So the cops show up, and you know, I'm talking to them on the air. And he cuffs me and pulls me off the ramp.
Yeah.
And our PD was like, called down to the station, like, the kid is just a radio intern. Like, don't book him. And so they did.
But I don't know why I'm going. I like, my bucket list is to streak at Busch Stadium. So, that, I mean, that might be my. And by streaking, I don't mean naked, because I see my husband rolling his eyes because, you know, I'm old and things aren't where they're supposed to be. But, like, maybe in, like, a funny outfit.
There you go.
You know, like.
Get one of those, like, morph suits.
A what?
Those whole like body suits that cover your head and everything.
Yeah, like a morph suit. But I should make it nude in color. That would be awesome.
So, you're like a bald faceless thing going across the field.
They wouldn't even know what to do with me. Okay, if I have not been arrested by my, 50th birthday? Isn't that a good time to streak Busch Stadium?
I think 40th would be fine.
You are going to blow out a knee if you wait till you're 50.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to be 40 in a few years. Should I do it for my birthday?
And you don't you don't not want your face seen. So
no.
You have to have your face visible.
As a matter of fact, they, you know, the television crews are taught to turn away from the streakers.
They won't
so
turn
that
away
they don't,
from this.
So that they don't encourage it. So I'm going to hire my own video crew to come and make sure I get proper exposure for my streaking.
Good. I want to see you streaking with a camera crew chasing after you and security chasing after them.
That is exactly how that would, that's the perfect description of a Kelly Mano production when it comes to the stuff like that. So
how do I know I'm going to be the one that gets
Gary, no.
I just in my mind, like, have visions of a guy holding a boom mic and just sprinting behind you.
That'll be Gary. Gary on the boom mic. All right. So there's Jimmy's funny story. We will be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
Excited there, and I forgot I have a commercial to do. So. What is that perverted motion you are doing with your wiener?
He just said drop a load on it.
Home, we don't need to do the action.
Well, I mean, it's what it is.
Oh my God, there's too
ski,
many
ski, ski, ski.
Too many boys in here.
Yeah.
Stop it. I have a commercial to do, you pervert. Oh my God, Tan Envy is not paying for this one. Tan Envy and St. Peter's is without a doubt the place to go to keep your summer tan going into the fall and the winter. They offer four different levels of UV tanning. I am a big fan of the Versa Spa spray tanning. Hoss, have you ever had a spray tan?
No. I was just in my head thinking,
I don't know if
I would pay to see someone who can actually fit me into a tanning
like
bed.
Shoulders down.
I would have the reverse farmer's tan, where like my ankles and my head would be butt white and everything else would be tan.
The first time that I go do the Versus Butt Tan Envy, and it's literally like a rocket machine kind of, and you go in and it sprays you and you're naked.
All right.
And so. So this one day I had to bring Libby Lou with me, because like she was homesick from preschool or something.
Sure.
So I walk in and it was right when all the tan mom stuff was going on.
Oh yeah.
And so when I come in, I'm like, hi, I'm like, I'm here to do the Versa Spa. I'm like, I've got my 4-year-old with me, but she's not tanning, you know, don't worry. So we get in the little room where I get undressed And I give Libby Lou my phone. And I'm like, here. I said, play on my phone while mommy gets in the Naked Rocket Machine. And she's like, okay. So she sits down and she's playing on her phone. I get in the Naked Rocket Machine, you know, like you said, booty naked. And all of a sudden, I feel somebody looking at me. And I look over and there's Libby Lou taking my picture with the phone. I go, what are you doing? She said, I'm taking your picture in the Naked Rocket Machine. Now, our phone is hooked to like our iClouds and it even goes to like Shutterfly for me.
Oh, perfect.
And, yes. No, but I stopped it before the naked photo was taken. But that might be something we should do on the air with you sometime is send you to a spray tanning bed.
Sure.
I can send you to Tan Envy. You can have the reverse.
It's one town over from where I live.
Yeah, you're right. It is. So yeah, take the time out of your week to treat yourself to an amazing deal. It always feels so good to tan in the winter because it's so cold out and you know you get that vitamin D on your skin. Tan Envy is located at 1104 Jung Station in St. Peter's. If you mention you heard about them on the Kelly Mano Show, you get an extra bonus. If you have any other questions, you can give them a call. Their number is 636-447-3553. Hoss, what's that number again?
636-447-3553.
All right, back to OPP. So we have another friend in the studio. Jason's in here. Say hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
It's nice to meet you. My name's Chris.
Oh, yes. I haven't met before.
So Jason is here because I'm going to beat him in Friends Trivia in a minute.
Probably.
But
I have to be the impartial judge, right?
Yes. You are the judge.
It's like Sophie's Choice right here.
Shut up. It's not going to be hard. I'm going to beat him, and okay. It'll be over. It'll be easy. Did you guys see that the Mills is getting bought out again?
Bought out, do you mean closed?
Yeah, by bought out, I mean closed.
It should,
yeah. Yeah, and I've
factory
got,
of sadness?
I've got it on good authority that the Blues are out of there, too.
That doesn't surprise me. They've been moving more and more practices to the Scott Trade.
Well, that's because, listen, I grew up at ice rinks, and my Libby Lou could run an ice rink better than those people ran the ice zone.
It doesn't surprise me.
I mean, seriously.
I think the guy who runs the ice zone is the same guy who runs the airbrush t-shirt place around the corner.
I think, well, yeah, I've never seen anybody take a cooler
and
place.
Fake bags four down from there.
I know what they should do. They should take all the radioactive shit underground and shove it in the Mills and cement that sucker shut.
Oh my God.
That'd be better use of it.
Just light it on fire. Like, yeah. So one of the two.
No. We can't burn it. Then we'll get in trouble. And have you guys...
Will we really?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, no. St. Louis has burned enough. What is one more mall?
Have you guys been down to the IKEA?
I've been by it. I haven't been in it.
I've been within a block of it.
Did they drop it in the middle of the ghetto, or am I crazy?
No, it's not. It's right next to SLU.
Yeah, it's right next to SLU.
Oh, okay.
It's on the corner of Vandeventer and Forest Park Parkway.
You know, St. Louis is so hit or miss. It's like nice neighborhood, bad neighborhood, nice neighborhood, bad neighborhood, like every other street. And so from the highway, I'm like, where did they put that thing?
It's right next to SLU.
Oh, okay. Which makes a lot of sense because it's a college motivated company, right?
Yep.
Oh, everything is making sense now. I didn't understand why they put that there.
If you ever want to go down there, by the way,
yeah,
I will take you, and I will take you to the best place in St. Louis to go get tacos.
That's right down the street. That's right.
What is it?
It's called Diablitos.
Really?
Yeah, fantastic.
Speaking of the Blues, you guys had a Blues podcast for a while. You're taking a break from it, but what is going on with the Blues? Everybody is hurt. So we lost who? Stasny and Schwartzy this week?
Yeah, correct. This week, and then Fabry and Chad
Fabry's
Kroger.
Got a concussion.
He is...
Good
slated
gosh.
To come back would be Tuesday against the Lightning.
I already felt like we were missing I don't know if you'd say a veteran presence, but maybe like an alumni presence on the team. Mm-hmm. And now, God, we're not even going to know half the team.
Yeah. Well, when you have your seventh, well, technically almost eighth defenseman playing left wing on your fourth line.
For real, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It was because Upshaw got sick an hour before the game.
Oh, like puke sick?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So he couldn't go, so they had to bring in...
Maybe it'll be like last year where everybody started getting the mysterious illness.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I seriously felt cool because, you know, I do some work for like the Blues and the Cardinals, and it was just a couple years ago that I had to go to urgent care over this flu I had, and it was the same night that like a bunch of Blues missed a game, and I'm like, dude, I got the same strain as the Blues. That's awesome.
We got it from the Ducks. And then who, like...
Was the mumps.
That was the mumps. We got it from the Ducks, and then we gave it to the Blackhawks
and
the Predators.
The Kings got it, too.
The Kings got it. Yeah. Like, everyone started calling it the Blues disease. I was like, it's not us.
We got it from the Ducks.
To both cities that wound up having it, and they wound up finally actually started in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I just remember seeing a picture of Sidney Crosby with the mumps, and I was like,
it just seemed like everywhere that we went, people got sick.
Ooh, who started the mumps?
I don't know. Donald J. Mumps.
Yeah. J. Mumps. All right, so Jason is here, and he's going to challenge me in Friends Trivia. So have you been practicing all week? Like,
just watching the show count?
Are you like me? Do you watch it like as you're falling asleep?
Yeah, my wife was like a big
I think
fan,
I know so,
I so
much about it through like osmosis. Is that where like stuff sinks into your head without
sure.
you knowing it?
Yeah.
Okay, because when I go to bed at night, that's what
that's
I...
That's what is always on in our...
Exactly.
Bed,
so and, yeah. and so what year did you graduate high school?
Minus the five.
Is
2001.
That, is that a trick question?
I really
do you want to slap him or do you want
God.
Me to?
2001.
Yes. No. Okay. So I'm older than you. All right. Now.
I was out of college in 2001.
Yeah. I was too. What character do you want a name call?
Yeah. I asked my wife this.
You can't be Ross.
You see, she's like, what one am I? She's like, well, you're a little bit of like all three. I'm like, that really doesn't help me. So let's go with Chandler.
Chandler. Okay. Well, actually.
Why can't he be Ross?
Because it's only one syllable and it'll sound like he's answering faster.
See, that
I'm
was
Phoebe.
My that was
so Chandler,
I was going with, but,
smart,
yeah. and I'm smarter than you, Jason. I'm on it. You think yeah. you can fool the fooler? God, that sounded stupid. Gary, go yes. sit where Haas is. Haas, come over here.
Okay,
rotate. Everybody, rotate.
You would think we would do this before the segment, but it's just more fun to act like idiots in the middle of it. Now, so. All right. Haas, can you just like straddle the desk and you're bigger than my door frame.
Yep, that's what happened.
All right. So, producer Gary, every week he comes up with 15 questions, Friends related. Haas, here's your pen and paper. Yep. So now the thing is, whoever loses has to donate $20 to Athletes for Animals. It is the organization run by David and Kelly Backus, and the website is www.athletesforanimals.org. If you would like to make a donation, like Jason's going to do in about 20 minutes. Producer Gary, are you ready?
I am.
And Jason, are you ready?
Yep.
Are you nervous? Do I intimidate you?
A little bit of intimidating factor.
Yeah?
So,
am I scary looking?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. So, do you have your bell ready?
Oh, the bell's ready.
You need to ding it quick.
Oh, well, of course.
Okay,
that's
make
why
sure
I had it over there for my left hand, but...
Damn it.
Jeez, Kelly.
I know, I'm so bossy. Okay. All right.
All right, here
are
we go.
Are you ready with question number one? You ready, King Score?
Ready.
Don't screw up.
All right, here we go. What is Joey's pickup line?
Phoebe, how you doing?
All right. How many cushions are on the couch at Central Perk?
Chandler. Four.
Incorrect.
Two.
Incorrect.
Three.
It's one.
Oh, crap. Nobody gets a point.
All right. Ross had a fake ID in college. What was the name on the ID?
I don't know.
No.
Clifford Alvarez. What kind of car did Joey construct out of boxes?
Phoebe, a Porsche.
Yep.
Who was the only Friends cast member to win an Emmy?
Phoebe.
Chandler.
Joey.
Incorrect.
It was Phoebe.
That's correct.
When did Phoebe win an Emmy?
She won Best Supporting, like, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
For
she,
what?
She
is that a bonus point?
The Best Supporting Actress
five.
For Friends.
I thought you meant on the show. Like, the character Joey. Didn't Joey win an Emmy? Or he won
no,
something?
He won for
the
episode.
The soap opera awards.
The episode. No, on the show.
That's,
I got
that,
you
know. Yeah. That's what I thought.
All right. How did Ross find out Monica and Chandler were dating?
Phoebe! He saw them through the window. That's my sister!
Get off my sister!
Yeah.
What ailment does Joey get right after his insurance runs out?
Phoebe, Chandler. A hernia. You gotta be quicker over there,
the
Jason.
Is, like, the thing is, I'm like, right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, when Joey was broke, what game did Chandler invent to let Joey win money from him?
Oh,
Chandler.
Just...
Fireball.
No. Oh.
Phoebe, cups.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
That was just on the other night, Jason.
I know, that's why I had my
You must have been snoring.
Yeah,
all right.
Have.
Why did Phoebe and her original singing partner break up?
I don't know.
Nope.
No.
Partner wanted to do ad jingles.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What was Janice's nickname for Chandler?
Chandler.
Okay.
Oh, it was right there. No. I literally had it right there.
Okay. Yeah, I can't think of it.
Bing-a-ling.
Yep.
My bing-a-ling.
What high school did Ross, Rachel, and Monica all graduate from?
Nope.
Lincoln High School.
All right.
Joey had a stuffed penguin. What did he call him?
Phoebe.
Okay.
Hugsy the penguin pal. All
right. What was the name of Rachel's sorority?
Phoebe, Delta Gamma.
Nope, Kappa Kappa Delta.
Oh, okay.
And the final question. What was Dr. Drake Ramore's twin brother's name?
Phoebe. Zeke Ramore?
No.
No.
Your wife is going to be so disappointed in you.
She already is. That's okay.
Striker Ramore.
Striker Ramore. Right. Hoss, how bad did I beat him?
By 6-1 to 7 unanswered.
Oh, wow.
7 unanswered?
Actually, that means Gary. Yeah, I was going to say Gary wins.
No, Gary did not win because I could make the questions hard, too. So, Jason, how would you like to make your payment to Athletes for Animals? By credit card?
Yard work?
Or with a check?
I'd do a credit card.
Okay.
Is public service possible?
First of all, no, that's called being a stalker. Thank you for coming in. Now, Hoss, didn't Jason say he was going to mop the floor with me?
He said that he was going to beat you fairly easily.
Yeah, okay.
You got one right, buddy.
Hey, I'll take one. Hey, that's now, one I thought I was going to get.
People think that this is so easy, and then they come in. I mean, how many times can I beat people before we have to move on to something else? Well, once I beat 10 people, I'm going to take on Gary.
Right.
Because Gary studies this. But I still like you, Jason.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
For having me.
Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'll say hi to my wife because I know she'll definitely.
She's gonna be so disappointed in you. No, does she want me? Does she want to come in and challenge me? Does she know it well?
The thing is, like, I think she knows it well enough. But I think just like me, she's just like, and yeah. Then I'll come to you.
It's like Jeopardy. You've got to be quick.
Yeah.
You've got to be quick.
But I think I can talk her into it though.
You think you can talk her into it? I think that we've got the next two lined up. And, so thanks for coming in, Jason.
Thanks for having me.
Hoss, thanks for coming and co-hosting.
Welcome.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Gary, thanks for being my producer.
Of course. My pleasure.
Kind of a short show today. It was kind of a long weekend. So if you like the show, share the show. I mean, that's how people hear about the show.
How can people reach you?
Oh, Gary, that's why I pay you the big bucks. If people want to reach me, they can email me at heykelly@kellymano.com. You can also check out my website, kellymano.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. The best thing that you can do is share the show on your social media. We love you guys. So everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week.
Princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.